There's a spot in here for me to deliver my annual report, and actually, it's going to be brief. There have been a lot of accomplishments this year that have just been wonderful to see come together. And the things that are still in process as we're continuing to work on them. The National Land Imaging Program legislation that Bobby worked on, that was probably one of my biggest goals and most important thing I wanted to work on, and to have Bobby take that over and really run with it. And we had a great hot topic today. And I can see that just, you know, with the new administration, we're going to have that whole effort re-energized and move forward. One of the other things I wanted to do was kick off the 10-year study and have a new 10-year study, 10-year industry study. So I've been working with Charlie and Jim and George to try to get funding for that, and I'm very hopeful that we're going to be successful relatively soon. And Charlie and George have thankfully agreed to lead that effort up again. So I think that's going to be really exciting. The Manual of Remote Sensing and the Manual of GIS are in their galleys and ready to go. Thanks to Marguerite and Mark Jackson, and of course Kim and the whole staff and everybody supporting those. Those are going to be two really, really incredible publications. I'm excited about both of them. I'm very, very excited about the Manual of GIS because the field needs this manual so much. There's such a hole in our literature, and to have that done is going to be absolutely incredible. And I talked to Lori Jordan when he was here from ESRI, and we're hoping to really showcase both of those books at the ESRI Users Conference, and hopefully they'll both be out by then. So that'll be very good. One of the other things we wanted to do was establish a student assistantship program that brought students in and paid for their travel expenses at this conference. And Marguerite and Kim worked really hard to come up with a plan for that. And lo and behold, we've got a student assistantship program, and it's growing in size. And how many students, Kim? 18 student assistants at this conference. And the students are just wonderful. Go to any meeting you can that's got them, because they are so exciting and fun. I asked Stan Moraine to review the Manual of Remote Sensing and the whole society's philosophy towards the Manual of Remote Sensing. He led a great team of folks, and they came up with a very good recommendation, and it's just really nice to see vision, and we're going to move forward and a way to go forward. They put a proposal in front of the board, and it's nice to have that vision articulated and to go forward. One of the things I wanted to do but I didn't get to do was set up an ad hoc committee to review the ASPRS website, but Brad has told me that I can do that and get that. That'll be the last thing I do. I've asked the people to join, and they're going to do it, so we're going to get that set up also. I'm sure that I'm leaving. One thing I want to, is Karen still here? Is Karen Schuckman? Karen, this had nothing to do with me. It's totally her leadership, but Karen pulling together the whole Pennsylvania public TV, getting that partnership with ASPRS so they could produce the videos, was an incredible amount of leadership, and that was really great. And then finally, of course, ASPRS, the headquarters, the staff, everybody there from Jim, Kim, Anna Marie, Jesse, of course, everybody is just wonderful to work with, and they continue to keep this society vibrant, healthy, and financially healthy, even in a very, very tough economy. So I want to make sure we always thank them and give them a big hand of applause. Before I turn this over to Brad, I wanted to say that at this meeting, I have been really, really excited. For me, this has been one of the most exciting ASPRS meetings I've ever been to, and not because I'm president right now, but because at each committee meeting, at each technical session, at the hot topics, the rooms were full. And not only were the rooms full, the people were engaged. And in some of the committees and some of the divisions, there was really, really strong debate, very, very strong opinions. And you could see that debate working its way through, I know for one committee, 3 hours of work, towards a real consensus. And to me, that's what a professional society is all about. I mean, there are lots of reasons we all belong. But when you see professionals working together to come up with a standard or come up with a new approach or gavelize around new ideas, that's what a professional society is all about. And coming into this conference with the economy the way it is, I was really concerned that people would be kind of downtrodden. But boy, everybody is excited, engaged. Really, you can see a whole life going on. So I wanted to thank all of you for that, because this has just been really good, and you could feel the momentum, and it's very, very, very exciting. So thank you.